Leland Drucker is a senior editor at Sensi magazine, and he joins us on Thursday mornings to talk about the latest news in cannabis. This week, he's taking a look at changes in public consumption of marijuana in Denver. This has been a bone of contention for a long time. Where can you smoke marijuana if not in your own private home?
Yeah, correct. You have not been able to at all in any way, shape, or form. And on Friday, last Friday, the city's Denver city licensing officials, they announced the final rules for a four-year pilot program. This is a pilot program that's set to launch in coming months. The city will begin accepting applications by the end of August, and this is to permit social consumption areas on an annual basis or for individual events. And the rules are pretty strict. The rules are that applicants must obtain backing from a registered neighborhood organization, a business improvement districts board, or other area group. And that gives these groups the power to set the operating conditions, 21 or older areas, indoors or outdoors, where customers can consume their own cannabis. And indoor areas are going to have to follow the state rules for a smoking ban. The original initiative, Initiative 300, set some restrictions for business, and what they're doing now is clarifying a lot of those things and adding a lot of detailed rules, I think drawing from regulations on marijuana and liquor industries in the past. And it's focusing on operating restrictions, location restrictions. There are residential zoning districts that they can't use. There's public property. There's properties within 1,000 feet of places such as schools and child care centers are all off limits. And they provide numerous permit conditions, including public hearings for business applications. So it's not going to be really easy. So far, the interested businesses have included yoga studios, coffee shops with backdoor patios, and bars or restaurants. Now, that's a real stiff restrictions on bars or restaurants because of the alcohol exemption from regular events. So that's going to be kind of dicey too. Businesses that grow or sell marijuana in Denver won't be eligible to apply for the permits. The permits are going to be about, they say the applications will total about $2,000. So it's not even cheap to get the permit. There were some rules, draft rules released on May the 11th, and some of those were really hotly contested, and a couple of them were changed. One was that they're not going to require people who go to places to sign waivers as they enter a consumption area. That's what they originally planned.
But what would the waiver be?
The waiver would be that you know where you're going and, you know, all of that.
You're fully aware that cannabis is being consumed on the premises.
And instead, they came up with the idea of having a sign there that says that as you enter, which makes a lot more sense to me. Also, they dropped a requirement for businesses to follow a ventilation plan if it allows the use of vaping devices. And the city decided that its requirements were already so strict that they probably wouldn't need anything else.
How much did Amendment 64, the statewide measure that lifted the prohibition statewide on the sale of cannabis, how much did that deal with public consumption? Or is it now up to each city and each municipality to set its own code on this?
Actually, it depends on who you talk with. When I talked with Mason Tvert, for instance, who was one of the people who wrote Amendment 64, he says that it's in there. But the way the state and especially the legislature has interpreted it has left this, you know, there's nowhere to consume except in people's homes. And since the amendment says treat marijuana like alcohol, that's kind of, to me at least, going against the grain of it. But we'll see.
This could really change things in terms of tourists, because there was a lot of discussion about how people are going to flock to Colorado because they could get marijuana. But the issue always was, well, you can get it, but you can't consume it anywhere.
Right. You usually can't consume it in many hotels, not all hotels. Some hotels allow it. So it was very difficult for tourists. And I think that will make a big difference in the tourist industry here, allowing people to go somewhere. You know, and it'll allow parents, for instance. We found out that there are 60% of marijuana users in Colorado are parents with children. It'll allow them to go somewhere where they're not around their kids. You know, maybe some people want to keep that away from them, which I can understand for sure. And so I think that's just a good thing.
You can read about that and more at sensimag.com. Catch the hard copy at newsstands around the metro area. Leland Rucker, thank you.
And there's new copies right here in KGNU.